Time left, only so much time remaining in this human incarnation. Only so much time left, only so many days to go. Life is only a 4 days play. Spring and summer, fall and then winter. Oh, the four seasons of life. We are born in the springtime, and we go through childhood, and in the summer we become adults, and then comes the fall time. This is the age of Vanaprastha. It's the age of 50 to 75. And followed by the fall is the winter, the very last stage of life. Is sometimes just around the corner. Oh, mo, mo, mo. And what's it all about? We are here to realize our essence, to experience our inherent, intrinsic, ecstatic state of eternal consciousness, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient reality. Oh, Mahachetana, supreme consciousness. problem is, by the time many people become adults, their consciousness has been adulterated by the adults who raised them, who set the example for them, who were the role models for them. So many young people are adulterated by the nonsense, the lies, the propaganda of materialism. And then they spend the second half of their life, or I should say, the second half of the first half of their life, from 25 to 50, they spend it absorbed in unreality, trying to make themselves happy with the cheap pleasures of the world. Oh, mama, and during this period, they really burn themselves out and create so many physical and mental disabilities. By the time they reach 50, they're already half dead. And then at 50, they're just looking for a last fling. They're looking for some cheap thing. And what do they find? They find they've only put the nails in their coffin very, very soon. And they can just forget about the last part of life from 75 to 100, because even if they make it that far, I'm sorry to say, they'll probably be in diapers, bedridden. We should learn the lessons from those who have lived before us. Doesn't mean that we should give up or be negative or fatalist. We should save what's left and utilize these precious moments, connecting our mind to the divine. In other words, we should stop pursuing the man-made pleasure, the mind-made pleasures. And instead we should uncover the truth within our own being and discover the diamond of the soul, which will make us immeasurably rich in the ecstatic state of divine consciousness, wealthy beyond our wildest dreams, wealthy with the wealth of divine wisdom. Oh. life is just a 4 days play, symbolized by the four seasons of the year, spring and summer, fall and winter. No, this life is supposed to be a joyous journey, a journey to eternity. Oh, but it's all up to us how we fashion our fate, what we make of our destiny. We are the author of our fate, the author of our own destiny. Our potential is unlimited, but it's directly proportional to our determination.